Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'm America's voice, fierce and fearless, and looking for the truth just for you, or maybe for me too. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the hearing has been delayed for at least 4 weeks for one of the key FBI agents in the Whitmer kidnapping case that has been turned on its head now that we know a dozen different FBI informants and others were involved with creating that whole illusion. Number two, the semiconductor shortage will shut down the General Motors Flint Assembly plant, the Lansing Delta Township plant as well. They'll both be idling next week, we are told. We'll give you the latest on that when we know it. And number one today, three kids have been sentenced in that horrible case from almost 4 years ago when they threw a rock off an overpass and killed Ken White. Ken was 32 years old, and a rock that weighed about 20 pounds came through his windshield and killed him. Teenagers Mark Sikelski, Trevor Gray, and McCaden Payne, 19, 18, and 19 now. Sentenced by Genesee County Circuit Court Judge Duncan Beagle. It is remarkable the incredibly bad choices that can be made that lead to complete tragedy and devastation. Ken White's sister was there and said that she uses this to teach her own son, who's now 15, about not following groups and not going along and standing up for yourself. Ken White was actually a passenger in the car. It happened October 2017. It was the Dodge Road overpass on I-75. Terrible thing to live with. Terrible thing for that family. Terrible thing for those teenagers. And probation, because they were young, is the end result. Now, the teenagers did have a chance to apologize and say they were sorry. Gray said he asked God for forgiveness every day. I messed up. I'll never live this down. Every day I will live with this in my head. Why did this have to happen? Sikelski said, I wish you could take back those regrettable bad decisions. And you hear the pain and you hear the angst. And unfortunately, bad things happen when people don't think. And teenagers do really incredibly stupid things sometimes. Maybe you can use this as a lesson for your own children. Say, hey, what did you think was going to happen when you dropped a 20-pound rock off an overpass at cars going 80 miles an hour? What exactly did you think was going to happen? You think about that. People just being reckless and getting other people mangled or, in this case, killed. It's damn sad is what it is. In Flint and Lansing, the General Motors plants will be shutting down. The global semiconductor shortage is really having an impact now. General Motors released a statement yesterday that truck plants in Flint, Mexico, and Fort Wayne, Indiana will stop production the week of August 9th. They hope to restart production a week later. We'll see how that plays out. The Delta Township factory builds the Chevy Traverse and the Buick Enclave, also shutting down the week of August 9th. It's been off since July 19th, so they've been out for a while. That hasn't changed. The semiconductor problem. This just fully shows the problem that we have with supply chains. We are too dependent on manufacturers of chips. One of the big problems was a plant in Japan burned, had a massive fire. It burned. That helped choke off the supply. Other supply chain problems with Taiwan and elsewhere, creating these situations where these vehicles are so high tech that without these rare earth elements that create these computer chips, we're out of business. Why can we not get chips in America? Why do we not manufacture chips in America? This might be the biggest question, the most important question. If you look closer, you'll find out that most of our pharmaceuticals, the things that keep people alive, penicillin and on down the line for antibiotics and everything else, those supply chains run back to China. What happens when China says, you know, we're not going to put up with whatever we're not going to put up with, and said, yeah, we're just not going to send you anything? Then what? The global semiconductor shortage remains complex and very fluid. That was part of the statement from General Motors. But you can't. 4 million vehicles not being built this year around the globe because of shortages of semiconductors. 4 million vehicles. Ford Motor Company being hit hard. General Motors being hit hard. They're all this puts people, well, out of work for a while. And it's because we have not paid close enough attention to where things are built in this world. It is a national security issue. It is a national security issue. There's no two ways about it, because when your critical components for manufacturing are not available because they come from another country that does not supply them to you when you need them, that's a problem. What if it was military vehicles? What if it was fighter jets? What if it was something that we needed to defend ourselves and it wasn't available and the country that had it in their possession didn't care to help us? Then what? How long until that happens? Or if the country that has the pharmaceuticals that we need because of a disease or an illness says, yeah, we can't do that. Or they demand outrageous prices or something in return that we're not willing to give. Then what? I mean, supply chains really do matter. That is something that should have become crystal clear during this pandemic. Supply chains and where everything comes from. That's why I talk about Patriot Foods on this program, because where your food comes from is critically important. Nobody pays much attention to it. You should. You should look at the packages in the supermarket and say, well, what happens if the supply chains for my dinner get interrupted? What happens then? What if the supply chain for food gets disrupted for millions of Americans at the same time? Then what happens? These are critical questions that come to mind when you look at the semiconductor shortage, the shortage of other kids. I was in a Home Depot here, I don't know, a month ago maybe. And I needed to go buy a shovel, and I went over to where the tools are, you know, rakes and shovels and implements of destruction. Half of it's empty. Half of the items aren't even there. And you have to ask yourself, now, why, this is America. Why are the shelves empty? It's not the way America is supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to create things and build things. And it's a frightening thing to look at. Speaking of Patriot Foods, support Michigan farmers by going to patriotfoods.com. Fresh and frozen. If you spend $100, it's shipped anywhere in America free of charge. That includes Michigan, of course. $100 in purchases online. It'll be delivered to your doorstep. Fresh and frozen produce. Great steaks, Amish meats and cheeses for your deli tray, and the greatest sandwich you're ever going to build. Dagwood would be proud. It can all be found at patriotfoods.com, and they support military families in need every time you make a purchase. How do you beat that? And the answer is, you do not. So support my good friends, Adam and the team over at patriotfoods.com. You're doing the right thing. When we come back, Rockin' Ron Rademacher with some Polish festival news. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893 That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.